This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. We're going to start again from two lines from the bottom, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara said that if a woman says, I'm married, and then she says later, she's single, if she gives an amasla ledvareha, she gives an excuse, explains why she said it, then she is believed. A woman who gives an amasla ledvareha is believed. Boi minei Shmuel meirav. Shmuel asked of Rav, Amra temeya ani. If a woman says, I'm tamei, I'm a nida, v'chazer of amra tahirani, and then she says, you know what? Just joking, I'm not a nida, I'm tahar, mahu, what's the halacha? So the question is, what do you mean, what's the halacha? We just said that a woman who gives an amasla lidvareha is believed. So shouldn't it be obvious that if she explains why she originally said that she is a nida, then she should be believed to say that really she didn't mean that, she was just doing it for a reason. So last night we explained, well, when it comes to being tamei, since there's an easy way out of the situation, she could just say, she could just go to the mikvah. So then maybe we should not believe her when she gives an amasla l'dvareha. In other words, if a woman says, I'm married, and then she says, actually, I'm not, I only said I was married because I didn't want to have to deal with that guy. So there, if she gives an excuse, we will believe her, because what's the alternative? We shouldn't believe her. We should consider her a married woman. It's not going to be so easy for her to terminate that status. But if a woman says she's tamei, and then she says, no, really, I'm tahar, maybe we shouldn't believe her. Maybe we should just require her to do a quick fix and go to the mikvah. So that's the shaila that Shmuel asked Rav. So Amar Le, Rav said, Af bezu, even in this case, im nosna amas ledvarea, if she gives an excuse for her words, ne'amena, she's believed. So Tana minei arbam zimnen, Shmuel learnt it from Rav 40 times, afil hachi. Nevertheless, when Shmuel's wife told him that she's tamei, and then she said, actually, I'm tahar, Loi avid Shmuel uvda benafshe, Shmuel did not want to rely on that leniency. Tana rabbanan, shnayim Oimrim meis, ushnayim oimrim loy meis. Let's say you have a woman, and two witnesses say that her husband died. Ushnayim oimrim loy meis. Two witnesses say the husband did not die. Shnayim oimrim nisgarsha. Two witnesses say the woman is divorced. Ushnayim oimrim loy nisgarsha. Harezu loy tinase. She's not to get married. Ve'im nisseis, and if she gets married, loy teitse, she doesn't have to get divorced. Rav Menachem Bar Yossi says, Teitzei, she in fact does have to get divorced. Now let's think about this scenario for a moment. You have a woman, and you have two witnesses that say her husband died. Two witnesses say the husband did not die. This is what we call treu trei. There's a shaila in Shas. It's a shaila in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. Does treu trei sveika da'iraisa or treu trei sveika da'rabanan? Sveika da'iraisa means that chazaka cannot paskin the question. You have two against two, it's a suffix da'iraisa, and chazaka cannot make a... chazaka cannot speak. Where you have two witnesses against two witnesses, it's the ultimate verification on both sides. Chazaka has nowhere to come in. According to that, this should be a treu trei sveika d'oraisa. It's a full-fledged suffix d'oraisa. She should not be able to stay married because it's a suffix d'oraisa. Now, if treu trei suffix d'rabbanan, that means mid'oraisa chazaka would paskin. Now, what chazaka does this woman have? Her chazaka is that she's becheskas married. In that case, definitely she should not be able to stay with this new guy, because chazaka should say that she's becheskas married. But the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yossi says, When do I say she should have to get divorced? Bizman Shabo Edim. That's when the Edim come and say her husband did not die. Va'achar kach nisis. And then she went ahead and got married anyway. Aval nisis. But if she got married. Aval nisis. But if she got married. Va'achar kach bo Edim. And then the Edim came. If she got married. And then the Edim came. In other words, let's say two Edim came and said her husband died. And then, after the two Edim said that her husband died, she got married. And then the two Edim came and say, no, he didn't die, Loy Tate say, then I would agree she does not have to leave this new husband. The bottom line is, the Gemara is saying it's Machlokes, the Tanakama, and Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama says she can't get married, but if she did, she doesn't have to get divorced. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi says she has to get divorced if the Edim came before she got married. So the Gemara asks the following question. Michti treu trei ninu. This is two Edim against two Edim. And if it's two Edim against two Edim, then if he unknowing lived with her, and then he found out it was a scenario of treu trei, haba ale ba'asham taloi, someone who lives with her, should be chayev to bring an asham taloi, because he unknowingly lived with a woman who it's a suffik whether she was a married woman or not a married woman. Now, Tosis points out that if treu trei tzveka drabanan, which we paskin like, which means when you have two edim against two edim, midai raisa it's not a suffik because we use chazaka, then chazaka would say not she's a suffik eshasish. She's a vadai eshasish. And therefore, if you unknowingly lived with her, you're not chayv to bring an asham tala, you're chayv to bring a karban chatas. And if you knowingly lived with her, you would be chayv misa. So, Tosfos basically says that, well, chazaka would not definitively say she's a married woman, because on the other hand, you have what is called chazaka isha daiko mintsaba. The woman would look into the matter, and she would not get married unless she is pretty certain that he died. So, the bottom line is, the Gemara wants to know, why is the halacha that if she got married, she doesn't have to get divorced? She should have to get divorced. It's trei u trei. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, kagon shenises le'echas me'adeha, le'echa me'adeha, she married one of the edim that say her husband died. So those Edim who are certain in their knowledge that the husband died, even though two Edim contradict them, but they're fairly certain, they're 100% certain the husband died. That's their claim. So they would not have to bring an Asham Talai. So he gufa ba Asham Talai. She herself would... So the Gemara says the case is that she married one of the Edim that say her husband died. But the Gemara asks, he gufa b'ashem talay kaima. She herself would have to bring an ashem talay. Why do we allow her to remain with him, but as far as she's concerned, she would have to bring an ashem talay? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, kagon shenises le'achad me'edeha. For example, she married one of the Edim. So she married one of, Ba'imeres Barili, we're talking about where she also says, I am certain that he died. Now Rashi says, why is she certain that he died? So Rashi says, she says, if he was alive, he definitely would come back. The fact that he didn't come back, I am certain that he died. And Tosfos takes issue with that. Is that definitive proof that he died? Just because she has indication that he died, but that's not a very ironclad, definitive proof that he's dead, the fact that he didn't come back. So Tosfos says the case is talking about where she says, I saw him dead. So not only would the Edim not have to bring an Asham Talai, but she would not have to bring an Asham Talai. Okay, now we're going to reiterate this last teaching, that if two Edim say that he died and two Edim say he didn't die, she does not have to get divorced from a new husband. But if two Edim says that she's divorced and two Edim say she's not divorced, she would have to get divorced from another husband. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Oimrim Meis, if two Edim say the husband died, Shnayim Oimrim Lai Meis, two Edim say the husband did not die, Hare Zu Lai Tinase, she's not allowed to get married. Vim this says, and if she got married, Lai Tetse, she doesn't get divorced. Shnayim Oimrim Nisgarsha, two Edim say she got divorced, Shnayim Oimrim Lai Nisgarsha, Hare Zu Lai Tinase, she can't get married, because two Edim say she's not divorced. Vim this says Tetse, but if she got married, she doesn't have to get divorced. So this is really an open contradiction. Why, when we have two Edim against two Edim by death, do we say she can't get remarried, but if she did, she does not have to get divorced? And if two Edim say she was divorced and two Edim say she was not divorced, not only can she not marry another guy, but if she does, she would have to get divorced from him. Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. So the Gemara gives a very simple answer. Says Gemara, Amar Abaye, Abaye said that interpret the case not where it's two Edim against two Edim. Interpret the case by an Eid Echad. Eid Echad Oimer Meis, meaning one Eid says that the husband died and one Eid says the husband did not die. Now we all know that when Eid Echad says a husband died, she can rely on that as if it would be two Edim. We know the rabbis believed one witness to say a husband died. So, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Tirgama translated, interpreted, Be'ed Echad. Eid Echad, Oimer Meis, if an Eid Echad says a husband died, Hemnuhu Rabbanan, Kebeit Shrei, the rabbis believed that Eid, like two witnesses, Ukidu Ula, like Ula said, Amar Ula, because Ula said, Kamakim Sheha Amina Torah Echad, whenever the Torah trusted in Eid Echad, Hare Kan Shnayim, you have two witnesses. Bahaydi Ka'amar Loi Meis, and the one that says that he didn't die, Havle Echad, is just treated like one. Ve'in Dvarav Shal Echad B'makim Shnayim, and we do not value one aid against two. So by Misa, when one Eid says that he died, that's treated like two Eidim. So then when one Eid says he didn't die, that's just one Eid. So we follow the two Eidim. We follow the Eid that says he died. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, she should be able to get married L'charchila, Yahachi. If so, Afi L'charchila Nami. Then even L'charchila, she should be able to get married. Says the Gemara, no, Mishum de Rav Asi, because of what Rav Asi said. Am Rav Asi, Haser mimcha akshus peh. Remove from you twisted mouth, the lazus sefasayim, and tattling of the lips. Harchik mimcha, distance from yourself. Meaning, from here we see the following principle. The principle is, stay away from people talking about you, even if you're right and they're wrong. Don't do something that will cause people to question your behavior, even if your behavior is correct, but people don't understand it. So even though halachically, if one aid says that a woman's husband died, and another aid says that he didn't die, she's allowed to get married because we believe the one aid that he died like to aid him. But people don't know that. People don't know the difference between the aid that says he died and the aid that says that he didn't die. So to them it looks unusual. So therefore you should, L'chadchila, she should not get married. However, in the Seifa, where Eid Echad Oimer Nisgarsha, Eid Echad Oimer Loi Nisgarsha, so basically they're at a stalemate. Tarvayo Be'eshas Ishka Mesadi. They're both saying that she was married, but we have one witness that she got divorced. V'haydu Kamer Nisgarsha, the one Eid that says she got divorced, Havle Echad is one witness. And the words of one aid are not valued in the face of two aidim. Rava Amar, Rava said, La'olam treyu treininu. Really, it's two against two. I, why by Misa is it loy teitzei and by Gerushin is it teitzei? Why when two Edom say he died, two Edom say he didn't die, she could stay with him? And if two Edom say he was divorced and two Edom say he wasn't divorced, then she can't stay with the new husband. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shom, Menachem Bar Yosi by Gerushin. Rabbi Yochanan feels that Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi, who says that when she goes and gets married, she has to get divorced, that he's correct by Gerushin, v'loy ra'a b'misa, but not by Misa. My time, what's the reason? Misa eino yechayla makchashtai. Gerushin yechayla makchashtai. By Misa. If she's going to go ahead and get married, she knows there's a possibility that if she doesn't get this right, he might walk in. And if she gets married thinking that he died and he walks in, she's going to be in big trouble. And if he walks in, there's nothing she could say. She's not going to say, "Whoa, you're really dead." Really? I'm breathing. My heart is racing. How am I dead? So because there's no way she'll be able to deny it if he walks in, then we believe her if she goes and gets married, and we'll be samech on her if she wants to get married based on the witnesses that say that he died. But Gerushin, you know, she has in the back of her mind, "Yeah, I'll go get married." And if he walks in and says, "Look, I didn't divorce you," she'll say, "Yeah, you did divorce me." And he'll say, "What do you mean? I'm here." And she'll say, "I know you're here, but you divorced me." And he'll say, "No, I didn't." She could always, in the back of her mind, if he walks in, still deny him. Gerushin yichayla makhashtai. Gerushin, she always has in the back of her mind, she'll deny him. She'll argue on him. Says Gemara, michatzifa kulei. How would a woman be so brazen to tell a husband that you divorced me? But we know that there's a chazaka, a woman would never lie and say she was divorced unless it's true. Aiva Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Ha'isha she'amra lebaila, a woman who says to her husband, "Gerashtani, you divorced me," she's believed. Because chazaka in isha me'izu paneha b'fnei baila, a woman would never have the audacity to be me'ez paneha, to lie to her husband. So why are we saying that by Gerushin, if she goes and gets married, then she has to get divorced because maybe she's lying and she's thinking in the back of her mind that even if he comes in later, that she'll just deny him? But we know there's a chazaka. A woman would never say and lie that she's divorced straight to the face of the husband. Says the Gemara, you know when she would never say that? That's if she's not supported by Edom. But here where it's treu trei and she has two Edom saying that she's divorced, she will rely on the fact that she'll look him in the eye and say that you divorced me, even if it never happened, because she could sort of hide behind the Edom that are saying that she's divorced. Says Gemara, Hanimili hechadalek Edom. When will a woman not have the brazenness to lie and say that she's divorced? That's where there are no Edom to come asayala that support her. But where there are Edom that support her, mi'iza u'mi'iza, they in fact would definitely lie. She would lie and be brazen. So that's the difference between Gerushin and Misa. By Misa, we trust her because there's nothing she could do to deny him if he walks in on her. But by Gerushin, we can trust him. We can't trust her because we're afraid she'll deny the divorce. And even if he walks in, she'll hide behind the Edom. Says the Gemara, Ravasi Amar. Ravasi says, another distinction between Misa and Gerushin. Kagoin de Amri Edom, Achshav Meis, Achshav Gersha. Where the Edom that say that he died, say he died now. He divorced her now. So Misa Lekalavura. Misa, she cannot prove. If they say he drowned or got eaten by a lion, we can't really prove the matter. So therefore, we're not going to let her get married Lecharchila. But if she did, she doesn't have to get divorced. Again, in a situation where she marries one of the Edom. Because we have nothing that says that he didn't die. But Gerushin, if the two Edim say, yeah, he divorced her today, we have an indication against it. Gerushin ikal avrura. Gerushin, we could prove not like that. The Amrina, we say to her, really? If you were divorced, lady, where's your shtar? Where's the get? You say you were divorced today. Okay. Well, where's the get? The Amrina, we say to her, Emisa da'achi hava, if this is true, achsi lach getech, show us your get. Okay, thank you very much for coming. Sorry for the change of schedule. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
Thank you.
Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.